Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Montessori Book for Babies and Toddlers by Maria Stamfer is a parenting and early childhood guidance book focused on applying Montessori principles at home for children from birth to age 3. Positioned as a practical activity guide rather than a theoretical education text, it organizes its content around 200 creative exercises intended to support coordination, language development, sensory exploration, confidence, and growing independence. The book reflects a modern home-based interpretation of Montessori education, making it relevant to parents, caregivers, and educators who want concrete ways to adapt the method to infant and toddler life. But it also addresses common concerns such as overstimulation, age-appropriate materials, and how to fit Montessori ideas into busy family routines. Its purpose is not to recreate a classroom, but to help adults shape an environment and daily rhythm that supports self-directed learning from the earliest stages of development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Montessori adapted specifically for the birth to age 3 stage. A central feature of the book is that it narrows Montessori practice to the developmental window from birth through age 3. That choice matters because many Montessori books focus on preschoolers. While this one begins with infants and recognizes how much early learning happens before formal language or structured play, the book treats this stage as foundational for later autonomy, not as a period for academic drilling. Instead, it emphasizes movement, observation, sensory engagement, and early self-activity as the basis for development. This makes the book especially useful for readers who want guidance that matches the realities of babies and toddlers rather than generic early childhood advice. By keeping the age range tight, Stamfer can recommend activities that are more realistic, safer, and more developmentally appropriate. The result is a guide that frames Montessori not as a school model, but as a philosophy that can shape daily care, play, and interaction from the beginning of life. Secondly, 200 home activities is the book's practical core. The book is built around 200 activities, which gives it a distinctly practical structure. Rather than relying on abstract principles alone, it translates Montessori ideas into tasks that parents can actually do at home with common materials or simple preparations. This activity-based format is important because the main obstacle for many families is not belief in the method, but knowing how to apply it in everyday life. The exercises appear designed to be flexible enough for different household routines, while still being intentional about developmental goals. That approach also helps readers move from reading about Montessori to using it immediately, which is often what makes parenting books feel valuable. The large number of activities suggests variety across skills and situations, reducing the risk that the method will feel repetitive or limited. In a category often filled with broad parenting advice, the book stands out by offering a usable catalog of ideas that can be selected, adapted, and repeated as the child grows. Thirdly, supporting coordination, language, and sensory development through play. The book repeatedly connects Montessori activities with concrete developmental outcomes such as coordination, vocabulary, shapes, colors, and language. This is significant because it shows that the activities are not presented as entertainment alone. They are meant to support real developmental work in a way that feels natural to young children. For babies and toddlers, learning happens through repetition, movement, and sensory contact with the environment, so the book's emphasis on play is methodologically consistent with early childhood development. The inclusion of language and vocabulary also broadens the book beyond fine motor exercises, suggesting an integrated view of growth. Rather than isolating one skill area, it treats the child as developing through coordinated physical, cognitive, and perceptual experiences. That makes the book appealing to readers who want structure without turning play into a rigid lesson plan. Its value lies in showing how simple, age-appropriate activities can quietly support multiple developmental domains at once. Fourthly, independence and confidence as the long-term goals of early learning. A major theme of the book is that Montessori activities should build independence and self-confidence from the start. This is more than a slogan. It shapes the logic of the whole book. The activities are meant to let children do small things for themselves, explore at their own pace, and gradually take part in daily routines. In Montessori terms, that means the adult prepares the environment and then steps back enough for the child to act. For babies and toddlers, this can include simple choices, repeated practice, and tasks that match their current abilities. The reason this matters is that independence at this age is not about separation from adults, but about gaining competence through supported participation. The book frames this early independence as beneficial not only in the moment, but for later learning, behavior, and confidence. That makes its approach more structured than generic child-led play, because every activity is tied to a developmental purpose centered on autonomy. Lastly, practical answers to everyday Montessori challenges at home. The book also distinguishes itself by addressing common implementation questions, not just activity ideas. According to the available descriptions, it discusses topics such as preparing the environment, choosing materials, affordability of Montessori toys, overstimulation, and fitting Montessori into stressful family routines. This is important because many parents like Montessori in principle but struggle with how to use it under real household constraints. By acknowledging those constraints, the book positions itself as a realistic guide rather than an idealized one. The focus on environment is especially consistent with Montessori thinking, since the child's surroundings are treated as part of the learning process. Likewise, the attention to overstimulation suggests a concern with protecting attention and emotional balance, which is relevant for infants and toddlers who are highly sensitive to their surroundings. This practical orientation makes the book more accessible than Montessori texts that stay at the level of philosophy. It tries to reduce friction between the method and everyday family life. In conclusion, this book is best suited to parents, caregivers, and early childhood educators who want concrete Montessori guidance for children from birth to age 3. Readers looking for a broad theory of Montessori will find something more focused and usable, a home-centered activity guide that explains how to support early development through simple, repeatable practice. Its main benefits are clarity, structure, and practicality. It gives adults ideas for fostering coordination, language, sensory awareness, and independence without requiring a classroom setting or expensive materials. That makes it especially relevant for families trying to bring Montessori principles into ordinary routines. What sets it apart from many similar books is its tight age focus and its emphasis on daily application. Instead of treating Montessori as a distant educational ideal, it shows how to adapt it to infants and toddlers in a modern household. It also addresses common obstacles, such as overstimulation and busy schedules, which makes the advice feel grounded in real life. For readers seeking a straightforward, activity-rich introduction to Montessori at home, it offers a useful balance of method and practicality. If you would like to support Maria Stamfer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.